Aloha.
It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 378. Appreciate you being in the mix all these years. If you are not already, we're doing it kind of different. Every week, I post pretty much most of the show for free, which is fine. You get like an hour-ish of the show for free on the regular pod, wherever you get podcasts. If you are a Red Circle member, somebody that is subscribes to our exclusive content, I post the whole show on Red Circle commercial-free. So it's up to you. It costs $5 a month or $50 a year. You get a little discount there. You can click the link in the show notes of the show that you're listening to right now, or you can go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page. You can go to my Twitter. I have a pinned link there for you to click and subscribe to our Red Circle. So you can hear all of them. Plus, we do like extra shows there too. You get the whole show commercial free every week, and then any kind of like bonus stuff I do with our dear friend Ed Daly or some of our other friends, that all shows up on the Red Circle page as well. So it's kind of worth it. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, dude?
I don't know how much we've talked about it, but do people not know? Is it that we haven't been able to be in public? So I feel like there's a lot of weird misbehavior in public settings. And is it just like the same as it always was, and I'm just not used to seeing these stores? Or do you think like people are having trouble adjusting to being like, around crowds? And
Definitely. Things? But like people are jerking off on the subway or what?
No. But like, you know, incidents at NBA games and incidents at restaurants. Like you're just seeing airplanes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing fights at airports and airplanes on Twitter like constantly. Yeah. And I wonder, is it just like nobody has been out, so they forget how to act. It's a weird thing.
And people are wound up.
Yeah, there's just a weird energy around seemingly everything. And, you know, as long as you're not hurting people or destroying property, I get people are going to be weird. Yeah. But, like, there just seems to be, like, an ugly edge to, you know, a lot of incidents.
I think that is part of it, that people have not been outside. They don't know how to act. They're all wound up because everything's been so stressful that they're just like, I'm gonna fucking spit on Russell Westbrook as he walks by. Like who, like, well, I mean, that kind of person is probably would do that anyway, or just has the impulse to do that and just snaps when it happens. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep seeing stories of like, hey, look at these two guys just going through like a full on brawl in the middle of an airport. And you didn't see that. I've seen like three in the last month.
No, that's crazy. It's insane. People are wound up and it's kind of sketchy. It's kind of sketchy being out.
Yeah.
But it'll normalize. Like give it a few weeks.
Yeah, just one brawl per year.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, yeah. Not three a month. Okay, so your show notes for the listeners. Ed's bouncing out on his summer sojourn for the next few weeks. We've pre-recorded some movie reviews. We had our friend Caleb Wilson on to discuss Independence Day. To celebrate our nation's independence, which will be next week. And then the week after that, we had a real white guy fest where we discussed the 1996 golf movie Tin Cup with Kevin Costner, and our friend Travis Rogers was on for that. So you will hear Ed in the next couple weeks, but it's pre-recorded stuff, but I'll still be here to just kind of like you know, talk about anything you guys have hit me with as a lead in to the couple movies that you're going to hear the next couple weeks. So I'll still be here.
You know what's sad about the Tin Cup thing was I had seen it in the theaters.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, I won't spoil our show, but like I had in my head that it was, you know, Bull Durham-esque quality, and it was not.
I didn't. So not to spoil it, but when we had Travis on, I was like, well, I watched this movie for the first time last night. And Travis is like, ever? I never, like, he was so shocked that I hadn't seen it before. And I pictured it being about like a tour pro that was like down on his luck. And then, you know, something, some, by some circumstances was able to get his game back
that,
or something.
That like, sounds like a better movie.
Yes. Because it was not what I expected.
It was a fun show, though.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
No, and I actually enjoyed watching the movie. It was 45 minutes too long, but it's a good move. There's a lot of familiar faces in the movie, and there's a lot to make fun of, and there's a lot of questions to ask. So that's coming up week after 4th of July. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows, even though we've pre-recorded some stuff, I'll still be here to communicate with you guys. So hit me with your emails, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Hit me with your voicemails, 949-464-TBLS. If you have any reaction to this show or any reaction to the movies, or you want to lay something out, because we don't normally preview what movies we're going to do. Independence Day, which was horrendous. So much
that
worse
I
than
knew-
I remember.
I mean, that's a bad thing because these two movies came out around the same time as
that's
each
right.
other.
Right? Yeah, but they did.
I remembered Tin Cup to be better than it was, but I remembered Independence Day to be bad. Like it was bad, but it was the spectacle of seeing the White House blown up by spaceships and
shit. Yes. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be good, but the whole like, I'm gonna kick this alien's ass, and he's like,
I'm gonna
punching
punch
him in the face.
Alien.
What? And meanwhile, the alien has the ability to like sonic like brain freeze you if it wants. Like, what's you're just gonna punch it? And also the cigars, the whole cigar thing, so phallic. Really weird. So yeah, check in with us on that stuff. We will still be here over the next couple weeks to chat with you guys. Let's do some voicemails. Wrong button. Let's try again. Well, it's time. Oh my God. Here we go.
Door number three.
And I have them written down now. That's how dumb I am.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Couple quick VMs to start off the show.
Hey, Bri, Easy Eddie, one more addendum.
Buddy of ours, Manuel and Gardenia. Yeah.
It's a fake Mexican food.
Oh, this is a continuation. Oh, you know what?
Is this the same one?
He left two messages last show, and I only played the first one, not realizing that he's... Because remember, he said he was going to keep it brief, and so he only used 2 minutes and 11 seconds of his allotted 3 minutes. Well, now he must have called back because he got some more ideas. Let's recap for maybe people that weren't listening. Manuel's got what are some things he's got problems with?
Ed,
BMWs, yeah, Teslas. He hates the Tesla, the SpaceX building in Hawthorne. He hates the traffic around it. I think
mini bikes.
Hates mini, but yeah, those like small motorcycles that are in vogue right now. Guys ride them on the freeway. He doesn't like that. He's got a lot of traffic.
handicap related drivers. Gripes. That was the one I was struggling to get on board with.
Yes, he hates the handicap.
He seems to have a disdain for homeless people, which
he really hates homeless problem. People. Dislikes. Yeah, dislikes
he's angry
the unhoused.
At people who don't have a house.
Yeah, they don't. Yes, these people need our help, but Manuel has got no time for it.
The have has a problem with the have not.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, they need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, yeah, like
right.
Manuel has, except that they're mentally ill, which makes it kind of hard. So last week he called in and he's got a major issue. So Manuel, and hopefully I'm not going to misnationalize him, but I believe Manuel is Mexican. Manuel has a real issue with Chipotle and their food. Well, doesn't like it.
He was saying things that were correct. He was like, this isn't real Mexican food.
It's true.
Which is true.
True.
And we weren't disputing that.
No.
But he threw in that Taco Bell is good.
Yeah, he loves Taco Bell. Taco Bell, he
also
agrees
not
with.
Mexican food, but he was saying it's good and Chipotle is bad.
Weird, because neither are Mexican food, and it made me think. I haven't had Chipotle that much.
I think I had it last year.
They do have a chips and guacamole setup that's pretty good. They do a pretty good guac, and then the chips they kind of like drip a little lime on the chips, and they're real salty, and they're just like kind of lime. And I'm sure.
Solid.
It's probably like fake lime flavor, but they're kind of delicious.
Fine. But it can still be good. It just, we understood it wasn't Mexican food.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. You go out to get Chipotle. You don't go out to get Mexican and you come
that's
back
right.
to Chipotle.
That's right.
But the thing that I was hung up on was him calling Taco Bell good.
It's crazy. No, Taco Bell exists. No one would ever say Taco Bell is good.
It doesn't exist in a sober universe.
No. And you know what? Some Taco Bell aficionados, like my friend Piper, who called in. Oh, I started watching that Mike Tyson thing.
What did you find it on?
It's on Hulu.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. Teddy Atlas nearly murdered Mike Tyson. I didn't know that. Put a gun to his head.
Teddy Atlas he's taken a few shots to the dome.
Yeah, mostly in the nose area.
Yeah.
His nose is permanently smashed. And this guy's had a career in media. Like,
a long time now.
They can fix that, dude.
Right.
They can fix your nose up. Because not only is it the smashed nose, it's the way he talks. Because now his nose is smashed. He clearly can't breathe through it.
Yeah, the pattern is off because of the breathing.
So he's a mouth breather.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll ask somebody that's breathing through their mouth, and you'll be like, hey, are you okay? Like, you're kind of stuffed up. And they'll be like, why? And I'm like, because it sounds like you're breathing through your mouth, which is very, like, kind of, it's what like a trigger for me. It's like the sound of people eating.
Yeah,
there's a name. There's a name for it. I can't have. If there's the only sound in the room is like my kids like smashing an apple, it fucks me up. I just can't.
I'm still fighting with my sons over chewing with their mouth closed.
Yes,
I'm still
totally.
Fighting with them over.
Yes,
it.
Yes. Well, sometimes somebody who breathes normally through their nose all the time will suddenly be breathing through their mouth, and you'll be like, "Hey, everything okay?" And they'll be like, yeah, why? But they do it with an accent. And I'll go, well, because I just noticed you breathing through your mouth. And then they'll want to have an argument with you about how it's perfectly normal to breathe through their mouth. And I'm like, well, it's not, because you don't normally do it. If you had an injury, if you had a problem using your nose, which you're telling me you don't, are you telling me you just choose all of out of the fucking blue?
Well, I think... I always assume allergies are in play with mouth breathers.
Understood. Yes. Like, oh, I'm plugged up. No, I'm fine. I'm just breathing through my mouth right now. Why? What do you care? Something I noticed.
And mouth breathers, that affects the breath.
It does. It really does. Because it makes the mouth real dry. Like, real dryness. Like, a lot of bad breath, and people don't realize this, comes from the stomach. There's shit. It's an enzyme situation or bacteria, gut bacteria. It's an issue for people with really bad breath. A lot of times it's what they eat. It's processed foods. It's coming out of the stomach. But a lot of times it's hygienic, and sometimes it's just the real dry. There's no moisture in there. It dries out. You ever been really thirsty and you like worked out and you're real dry and you just didn't drink enough water and your mouth's so dry and you can kind of like, you're like, oh my God, you just know your breath is disgusting.
Yeah.
That dry mouth.
I remember having that situation at the gym.
Yes.
Years ago, I was on a elliptical next to a woman, and I was at it for a long time, and I was like, oh man, I can smell her breath. It stinks. And I was like, oh no, that's my breath.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
I'm like so worried about it all the time. You know, I got real fucked up because I don't know if we talked about this, but in January I went carnivore for the whole month. So the entire month of January, I ate nothing but meat.
Now, how did your body deal with that?
It was fine. Like, I know people, I felt like kind of gross for the first couple days. I know people have had situations with elimination.
Yeah.
My body functioned normally. I didn't have any issues, but my lady friend Cheyenne was like, she kind of like told me, I don't even remember how it came up, that she's like, I think I just point blank asked her. I'm like, do I have bad breath? And she's like, no. She's like, but it's just different, which is bad.
Yeah, different isn't.
That's that means want. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah, meat breath.
No. It's that's like saying to somebody, hey, is my dick small? And they go, oh no. It's
different.
It's just different. it's different than a big one. Which makes it a small one.
Yeah,
so if your breath is different, it's bad.
I have a non-breath related question.
Yeah.
So I just have the TV on in the background, and it is, we're doing an afternoon recording right now. It is 3:51 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they've got the ping pong lottery thing just popped up on TV.
NBA lottery?
No. Like pick four. But like, so... Do people tune in?
No way.
Like, who knew to turn on ABC at 3:51 p.m. to look at ping pong balls?
No, stop it.
Why would they do that?
That went out in the 80s.
I can't believe it. I can't remember the last time I saw it. And I just saw somebody with ping pong. This is during soccer is on, the Euros. Yeah. I just turned on the TV just to have something on in the background, and I see ping pong balls. Say on your ticket, like, tune to channel 7 at 3:51 p.m.? That's a weird – on a Saturday?
No, it's crazy. I'm not a lottery person. It's really – no one wins the lottery, guys, just so you know.
Nobody should be a lottery person.
No, of course not. Nobody wins the lottery. But I will say this. Sometimes I pull in to get gas, and I look – and this is how they get you. I mean, not get you.
They tell you the updated prize.
Right. So if I look up and I'm getting gas and I look up and it says $240 million, I go in and I give them $2 for a ticket. And I know I'm not going to win. But the fact that they're going to give away $240 million, like $2, burning $2 is worth it for my... Even though I know it's irrational, for my 0.00001 chance of winning. But if I look up and I see, and this is how stupid I am, if I look up and I see it's $40 million, I'm like, nah, fuck no, it's not enough. It's not enough for me to wager $2. Now, would $40 million change my life? But the thing is, nobody's going to win. Nobody wins.
No.
You're never going to win.
I have never bought a lottery ticket in my life. The only thing that I did when I worked in an office.
Oh, you did the pool.
Yeah, like people are like, hey, you want to buy? And also, anybody who buys two lottery tickets is the dumbest person.
You're an idiot.
Because your odds are the exact same.
You're an idiot. Your odds of winning the lottery are essentially exactly the same whether or not you play.
Right.
You know, but take that in for a second.
Yeah. Two tickets is the same thing.
Right. Buying 50,000 tickets is the same thing.
Right.
Just buy one. I've never bought more than one.
Right. You're either lucky or you're not. But buying two isn't going to make you more lucky.
Yes. And you know, it doesn't matter. People are like, oh, I got to play my lucky numbers. It like splits. It's like flipping a coin. It splits like almost exactly down the middle because it's pure randomness.
Of course.
That it's like 50.1%. Letting the lottery machine pick the numbers, and it's 49.9% picking your own numbers, or it's those things might be flipped.
Yeah, your kids' birthdays are not going to help you.
No, definitely not. So anyway, Manuel likes Taco Bell. Oh, that's what I was going to say. We got on the Mike Tyson thing. My friend Piper, who occasionally calls into the show, she called in about the Mike Tyson thing.
Getting married.
I heard her. Oh yeah, she's getting married to Guru Stu. I heard her ask one time, hey, is there a good Taco Bell around here?
No.
And
no, but she sounds intelligent.
She went to Indiana University. Oh. She's very smart. She also once attended the Little 500 on acid. So
I would love to go to the Little 500.
I know. Absolutely. I didn't even realize it was real till a couple years ago, and I would love to go to it too. She once asked, hey, is there a good Taco Bell around here?
But you said she graduated college. I don't.
To Indiana University.
You can't, you can't ask that question.
And I was like, oh, there's that one over there on the corner. And she was aware of it. She goes, oh no, that's not a good one. So there's levels to Taco Bell.
There is not. The only thing that I could see being worse is an airport version of fast food because they don't have the kitchens.
Yeah. No.
I could only
trucked in.
I could only see bad or worse. There's no like regular good one.
Well, but Taco Bell, you know, it's all boil and bag situation at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They just it comes in bags.
There is no chef at like one Taco Bell that's like really whipping up good stuff.
No. The Taco Bell headquarters is here where I live. And I understand, I've known people that have worked there, and I understand they got like a test kitchen there. And I always think about this.
Oh, Conan did a off segment at the Taco Bell test kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was funny, but he was goofing around the whole time.
Do you think there's like, it's kind of like working at Philip Morris and you come in for a meeting and it's like, if you don't light up a Paul Mall, they're like, what the fuck? Hey, what's up with the new guy? He's not on the team here. Is it kind of like, are you expected to crush Taco Bell for lunch at work? Like
the toilets in that place must be awful.
Yeah.
My buddy used to work for Bacardi in London.
Yeah.
And after the Christmas party, they went out to a pub somewhere and put it on the corporate card. And he got in big trouble because they looked at the itemized bill and they're like, you weren't drinking Bacardi. We are not paying for that.
Yes. Yeah. You got it. Well, and Bacardi owns a bunch of other spirits. That's like part of the Diageo or something.
Yeah, but he said they rung it up wrong. He actually did order Bacardi.
Well, that is – I once knew a guy that sold beer, like Budweiser, and if he would walk into a bar, not only would your entire party be drinking Budweiser, he would start buying beers for the house.
Wow.
So that everyone in the bar would eventually be drinking a Budweiser or have one in front of him. Just to like, you know, he was a big swinging dick. So there's good Taco Bells. I don't know if you're, it's crazy. But definitely check out the Mike Tyson thing. And now let's circle back to Manuel, who didn't quite finish his point on Chipotle Taco
Bell.
Yeah,
let's hear, but I have a feeling he already did finish his point.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
That if you bring Manuel, he's liable to bitch slap you. Wahoo's Fish Taco. More dog squat. Do not ever, ever freaking ask me if I want Wahoo's Fish Taco. Because I don't.
Is that a chain?
Not Mexican food.
It's, yeah, I'll tell you in a second.
Food. It's shit. All right?
No, Wahoo's Fish Taco is fantastic. It's so good.
I like
so
a good fish taco.
Yeah, it's delicious. They do, like, they'll do them blackened. I mean, it's real simple. The guy that started it is like a marketing genius, and I saw him once at a Van Halen concert, and I'd seen somebody really famous. I couldn't think of a comparison. But I will say this about Wahoo's Fish Taco. You know, they give you like two tacos. It's real simple. Two fish on a corn tortilla, little bit of cabbage on top, little bit of cheese, little brown rice or white rice and black beans. It's fantastic.
But that sounds like a real taco.
So good.
At what level of fast food is this? Is this like just grinded out? No, or is it not, like,
no, you got to go
or
in.
Or there are like five of them.
It's an order at the counter. There's like probably 30 of them. There used to be one when I was in high school, and he's like expanded. And they're like in the Western states now.
That's like Jersey Mike's for me. There was like two when I was in high school.
Yes. Oh, they do a good sub at Jersey Mike's. Pricey.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many sandwich places in Hoboken for me to.
That's true.
Even
that's true. We don't.
But
have
I did. I liked it fine
here.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, we don't have sandwich culture here on the West Coast. I will say this about Wahoo's: while delicious, extremely tight with the salsa. They do like a pico de gallo style salsa, and you ask for it, and they give you, I swear to God, they give you barely any, not enough.
It's weird, because I like, could it cost them that much?
Nothing. No, it costs nothing. Because I like to put a little on my taco, and then I like to dump a bunch on my rice and beans, and it is like pulling teeth there. Like, hey, what's the deal? Like, give me all of it. Just give me a big scoop. I like when the Mexican places have the scoop your own. I imagine that might be.
Has
that gone the way of the dodo?
I'm not sure if we're allowed to do things on our own.
We're not.
And as I pointed out at the top of the show, I don't know if we've earned the right to be doing things on our own. We're feral right now. We're in trouble.
Yeah. We're kind of fucked up. We've got a major issue right now. You know how at once a show I drop my mechanical pencil?
Yeah.
I just dropped it, and I like went to reach for it as it was falling, and it gouged a bloody hole in my index finger, my right index finger, and it shot like, it's like under the desk. So hold on. I'm going to go get it right now. I'm just grabbing my pencil. It's right here. Okay, I'm back. I got to disagree with Manuel on Wahoo's. I'll fuck with some Wahoo's. Also, and people got to factor this in. Wahoo's, they'll give you two fish tacos that they make fresh. Rice and beans, a little tight with the salsa, but you just got to big dick it and be like, give me more. The whole fucking meal is like $8.
I mean, unless it's awful quality, I don't know how you could hate that.
No, it's good. It's good. I mean, sometimes the fish can be a little dry, but it's $8. $8, right. And you load it up with that salsa.
You're not paying for much.
No. So I disagree on Wahoo's. So yeah, sure, there's better fish tacos, but I fuck with Wahoo's all day long, especially for the price. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed. Hey, listening to this week.
Dolomite D, we did a little preview of the fanfic that he will be reading. In his beautiful
you said
voice.
Dolomite. That's Lala.
I mean, Lala. Sorry. LSU Lala. Dolomite, Lala. You know, they all got names. What do I know?
Yeah.
Let's see what he's got to say. LSU.
And you guys are talking about Bezos, and Brian's talking about not wanting to go to the bottom of the ocean or to space. It seems that the fascination with going to space or going to the bottom of the ocean is because so few or just a handful of people have been able to do it. So I can understand that. if it was me and I had the opportunity to do something like that, go where only a handful of people would go, I'd definitely do it.
Of course.
And that trip would be going balls deep in J-Lo. So, I understand the fascination of going somewhere like that, and definitely I'm all aboard.
I know somebody who went to high school with her.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is, that it's not well-traveled territory.
I'm sure. But, I mean, she's Jenny from the block. Like, she can do her thing. But I have many times said, and I stick by this, J-Lo, while very hot, she is, like, not from this planet. She's 50 or 51 years old. Spectacular. She doesn't age. Her body's perfect. Her skin, she's gorgeous. I think she's a bad lay.
You know, I don't know about performance-wise.
But, not a worker.
But there are red flags when people that spectacular looking can't stay with anybody for a while. And I mean, I just assume it's insufferable rather than performance. Cause most guys they don't need much, but I feel this way with Halle Berry. There are a lot of people that nobody wants to stay with them.
I mean, show me the hottest chick in the world and I'll show you a guy that's
tired,
can't put up with her bullshit anymore.
Yeah,
that's not everybody, but it's Liz Hurley. Some people can
Liz Hurley
can, yeah,
I mean, Hugh Grant's going to Divine Brown.
Yeah, it's true. Well, Bill Clinton, he was getting in that at the time.
Disgusting.
I did have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Elizabeth Hurley. Unbelievable. Imagine, he also got Marky Post.
Marky allegedly. Post, that's a big score.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy because he looks like he's afflicted now. He looks like he's got the bug.
Yes, but you know, then he was a little tubby, but obviously the president has status.
Sure.
But you know, the different, you know, the shit, the women that were accusing him when he was on the campaign trail stuff.
Yes.
They were not Marky Post and Liz Hurley.
They were Arkansas level.
I mean, there's got to be. You see some cheerleaders from the SEC. They don't look like that.
That's true. That's true. The one that Bobby Petrino was given a ride on the back of his motorcycle that one time.
There will never be a better press conference. Never.
It's the best. His face was all scratched up. Didn't he have a thing around his neck too?
Whistling from being all broken. It was awesome with the neck brace. Oh. I love that.
He's one of those guys that he is a good football coach, so he fucks up and he gets fired and he gets a new job like 8 minutes later.
Yeah,
he's
just shameless. Just
he's shameless and just stacking checks. And he like left Louisville in the lurch and they couldn't wait to hire him back when his star fell a little bit. They couldn't. They weren't.
That's true. He really shit on them.
He did. Of course he did. He's a real piece of shit. I agree with you. And look, I think we should explore the bottom of the ocean. I'm just not going to do it. You're in one of those fucking diving bell submarines with Jim Cameron. And what happens all of a sudden? Oh, you run out of gas. You're in the Marianas Trench. Who's going to come get you? Nobody. You're going to die in that thing. Fuck that. It's going to implode on you.
Like, I'm not. I get there's things to be learned from space.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not something I'm interested in.
You know what? This might come as a shock to you. On The Bachelor Lifestyle the other day.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jason Stewart. You know how he hates when guys don't run out their ground balls.
Yeah, he likes baseball the right way.
Yeah, he doesn't like if you're flipping your bat, he's flipping you off because you've done it. You're a piece of shit. You're Bush League. That's what he said. Yeah, Bush League.
Bush League.
And he hated the writing on the final season of
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hate it. Was mad. Was making tweets about it.
They fucked with his happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a right way to write a show and there's a wrong way to write a show and they wrote it the wrong way. But what I learned the other night talking about the Bachelor with him, you know what else the guy hates?
What?
Stars. The cosmos.
Like, he hates astrology, or he hates... Because I don't like astrology.
Well, no, I mean, come on. Was your moon in... Is your moon in...
Yeah, retrograde.
Yeah. Are you a double... You're an Aries. Are you a double Aries? Do you know?
What is Aries? I'm Pisces.
It's your sign. Pisces. Oh, you're Pisces?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although, didn't they switch it a couple of years ago? I might be something different. No.
Yeah, they fuck you up sometimes. Yeah. There's like, and also you're a cusp. If you could be a cusp, like, oh, but you're on the cusp. And then it's like, oh, so I can be everything. Yeah. You're like two things. No, I'm one thing. Well, you're on the cusp. No, it's not astrology that he hates.
He hates the actual stars, like the gas balls?
He hates stars. He hates admiring the stars. He hates looking up. He hates when you're in a place, because the Bachelorette is taking place in New Mexico. Because, you know, they had to shoot these things in quarantine. So they rent out a whole hotel. And they're in New Mexico in the desert. There's not a lot of city lights. And then you can be overwhelmed by the cosmos. And I was and I'm like, Jason, I know you've never smoked a joint. He's never taken a single hit of marijuana in his life, cannabis. Mm. I'm like, if you could just get a little puff of a joint and look up at that desert sky and think about how small we are, that sky, those stars that you're looking at, are a lot of them are probably already dead, and we just they've exploded and we don't know it yet because they're so far away. The light hasn't reached us yet. And I was like, there's also more stars up there than there are grains of sand on the beach. And he's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, it's also, space is also infinite and also expanding at the same time. And also all that we know, all the universe started on the head of a pin. And he's like, so what? Stupid. Fucking hate it. I don't want to look at the sky.
I'm somewhere in between. I'm not interested in that stuff. But I'm not anti-star. To me, when I have been in New Mexico or Colorado and I see the sky, I am blown away because I'm next to New York City. I can't see shit.
You don't see it.
You know, the North Star maybe I can see. I can't see shit.
Yes.
Like the sky is always kind of light.
Yes.
So it is fascinating to look up.
It kind of blows you away.
Yeah. Or when I was in Iceland, I was like, oh my God, look at this thing. Oh my
God, yeah. Yeah. They got the northern lights up there?
Actually, no. Iceland, the opposite. When I was there, it was light for 22 hours a day.
Yeah, I went to Alaska once in the summer when I was a kid, and it's same. It kind of gets dark. It kind of gets dusk at 3 a.m. It gets dusk for a couple hours, and then it's light again.
The middle of the night piss is a real mind fuck. Because you're it's bright out. What? How long have I slept? No.
Well, it's your circadian rhythms get thrown off. Yeah. It's like those blind guys that get non-24. They have a disorder where they can't tell what time of day it is because they're blind.
Wow.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's
tough. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on all that, LSU.
Sure.
So let's play this next one.
Brian, Ed. Dolomite.
Oh, now it's Dolomite.
Yeah, Dolomite.
See, that's the simulation right there. That's how you know we're living in a simulation.
It was a little too on the nose there.
Yeah, I said Dolomite by accident, and Dolomite, who does not call, LSU calls in often. Dolomite calls in occasionally
but
to tell
calls,
us.
But when he calls, we know exactly what he's going to say.
Well,
At the end, we know.
Oh, fuck, Guy Fieri, yeah. Well, because oftentimes he calls to tell us that he ejaculated in a woman's mouth, and it came out her nose. And our friend Fan that raised a whole bunch of money for us.
That's Fan Fan's favorite.
Fan Fan wants an entire show about that. But I just did the extent of what that show would be comprised of. Where do you go beyond that? Unless
songs. We could get some song parodies. We could have a contest.
Yes. Or we get the woman on to tell it from her perspective.
Because I bet it would be a totally different story.
Yes, I have. I'm going to save it, but I have a story of an awkward oral sex encounter, much like Dolomite D's, and it doesn't involve the nose, but it does involve. Well, I'm just going to leave it there. We'll see. Maybe we can get a whole show out of it. Let's see what Dolomite has to say.
I have a story that was bad for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't save it. All right. Hold on to it. This is it doesn't have anything to do when you with the time you went into a Thai massage.
No, I did not parlor get that activity, could not but
transact a massage.
I'll just say, you know how it can get you really relaxed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 That's the worst, buddy.
No, I don't think I didn't do anything disgusting, but I did something that didn't. I fell asleep.
Oh.
I was relaxed.
Well, you were drunk.
Tired. I was drunk. You were drunk. Relaxed.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that
fell asleep. And then when you try to get another one.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, they're mad.
Yeah.
They're mad. Yeah. No, that happens. That's happened to me before. I've been on the giving end of that.
Oh.
And somebody's gone unconscious on me.
It hurts a little bit.
Yeah, you hear him snoring. You're like, wait.
What?
You're not into this? Oh, you're asleep. You're literally asleep right now. Okay, here's Dola.
This has been resolved this week because definitely need
what's,
to make this phone
Dola's call. Android is across the room.
Oh, my God.
This is why you don't have an Android phone. You know what he's doing? He's on the speakerphone of his car.
Yeah, but he's got, it usually sounds a little better than that, right?
I agree. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. It's so quiet. Let me get all the volumes all the way up. Try again.
Seems like he's calling from Jason Stewart's place.
He is. He is. Definitely. A little concerned about the sound we had with Travis Rogers this week. I haven't listened to it
yet.
But I don't know. I feel like he might have been going headphoneless. And then we were like halfway through and I was noticing it. Mm. And then I was like, fuck, do I say anything? And I was like, nah, just let it play. It's Tin Cup. Who gives a shit?
Brian, you, sir, have besmirched me. You have done this directly and knowingly. By shredding the...
I would never do such a thing. I would never besmirch our listeners. I love our listeners, especially Dola. He's a great dude. He's our first Patreon. He's our first...
Love him.
He's our first Red Circle subscriber, and also he's a great supporter, and also he occasionally maintains our Reddit subreddit.
He is...
Too big lie that I like Miracle Whip.
Oh.
This is personal, and it is hurtful.
It is hurtful.
And you have cut me to the core. Yeah. This isn't like joking about, oh, Dolan Gary. Everybody knows that's not true. You're purposely the idea that I like what I go way back with this show. First Red Circle, first Patriot.
That's right.
And now I'm being besmirched with false Miracle Whip hate?
Yeah.
My goodness. That's worse than me saying you're a Dave Matthews guy.
Oh, right?
I'm just saying. Whoa. Anyway, fuck Guy Fieri. And fuck Dave Matthews. That's Brian's guy.
No. I agree with Dolomite. No. Nobody should be labeled a miracle.
Not my guy.
That's Brian's guy. I agree. I would disgusting. Not want to be
it's,
labeled
it's
a miracle.
It's mayonnaise
guy,
with like
it's
sugar.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Sugar. It's like
yeah,
it's
like sugar.
It totally takes you
mayonnaise.
Out of what you were
I don't
eating.
Look. I know Dolomite likes to cook. And he likes to make like a breakfast sandwich on a bagel and take a picture of it. He likes to make a burger and take a picture of it. He'll be like, I'm making Philly cheesesteaks and or French dips. Look, they all look delicious. It was just, I got a bit of information and I questioned him about it because our friend Chris in Maryland, he's got that mid-Atlantic accent that they have, Baltimore.
I know Chris in Maryland.
Yeah.
He used to call this show. He doesn't call
yeah,
this
he has
show.
Called in. He alerted me on Twitter that Dolomite enjoyed the flavor of Miracle Whip. And so I just asked, hey, is this true? And Dolomite denies it. I have to take him at his word. All I have is his word, but people have told me. People are saying that you like Miracle Whip. I've heard it.
Yeah. We shouldn't be keeping that rumor going because that is a hurtful rumor.
Well, it is a hurtful rumor, but I'm saying is what I've heard. I'm not.
All right. Well, we've allowed you to clear your name.
Yeah.
Dolomite.
Yeah, sure. Clear the fuck out of your name, buddy. Clear it up. Okay. Let's, oh, that's it. Oh, wait, I think there's an email here to read and then we'll move on to our stories. Brian and Ed, has there ever been a movie in the discount movie bin at Walmart anyone has ever wanted to watch? Or Is it just sequels to movies you never knew existed? And what's the deal with movies at theaters that passes aren't allowed? Oh, yeah, that's fuck. Like, if you get, like, some gift cards for Christmas, sometimes they'll be like, oh, you can't use those at this movie. Don't you just say you're going to another movie and go to the theater of the movie you want to see?
Of course.
That's from Dean.
Of course.
Well, I don't know about – I don't know how they're doing it in
Oh, yeah. Hoboken. Now it's assigned seating.
It's assigned seating. You go in and you go, oh, I want H3 and H5. And then they're like, okay, go ahead. That's where you sit. Yeah, so you can't really do that anymore. You know what's always in? There was a movie, and it's got Matthew Perry in it and Salma Hayek.
I know the movie well. I know it because when we had the black box in college,
it was on.
That was pay-per-view, so I probably have seen that movie 30 times. What's it called? A Fool's Rush In.
Fool's Rush In. That movie is always in that bin.
What you know what else is always there?
Yeah.
Hope Floats. Sandra Bullock.
Yes. So I know it.
Hope Floats.
Here's another one. And somehow, like, I shouldn't say this. I have this aunt. She's so sweet. She's so nice. She doesn't do it anymore. Now every Christmas, she sends me like a box of smoked meats, like cured meats and cheese.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's okay. It's nice of her. But she would always get me a Christmas gift when I was younger. And by younger, I mean like 30. She would always get me a Christmas gift. And one year, she got me something. It was like a shirt or something. And it was always, and she's delightful, but it's always something that I probably wouldn't wear. She got me a shirt, and included with the shirt was the DVD of the movie with Harrison Ford and Anne Heche where they crash land. He's like flying the plane or something.
Oh, I know that movie.
They crash.
Yeah.
They crash on an island. And they're like,
What a shocker. Harrison Ford. Yeah, I wonder how he studied for the role to be a pilot that crashes.
Like, of course, I never watched the DVD. I probably eventually gave it to Goodwill.
It's not called Castaway now because
no, that's the one with.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's Anne Heche. All IMDb Anne Heche because hers isn't as robust. You can still keep trying to guess it.
I'm trying to think,
but it's
6 days, 7 nights. Is that it?
6 days. That sounds like it. Yes, that sounds. 70s, really close. Where's her IMDb? And it's like, hey, that's a movie, I guess. Like, do you what about that movie makes you think I want to watch it? Like, does what about
that's
me?
A weird, it's just a weird choice. That had to be bargain bin. Like, she might have gotten you a Hope Floats.
Right. Yeah. It's just, yeah. Well, it definitely is the kind of movie. Well, Anne Heche has written things. Here we go. Actress.
Like crazy writing on the wall kind of stuff.
The last time I saw Anne Heche, she was on that show where Mickey Mantle was the star, and it was all about how he had a big-ass dick.
What?
It was on HBO. What was the guy that played Mickey Mantle? Thomas Jane.
Mickey Mantle. I was like, Mickey Mantle? Oh, yes. He was Hung, I think it was.
Hung. That's, yeah, she was on that.
Something.
That talk about the rumor. Like, that guy, he probably.
Thomas Jane.
Like, that's why he took that role, probably. He's like, look, this thing's going to be one season, whatever. He's like, but when I make a dinner, 6 days, seven nights, you nailed it. 1998. So I would have been 33. Right? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
such a weird choice.
No, that was 20 years ago. I'm so dumb. I would have been 23.
To own that movie would mean you'd want to watch that like several times. Then again, I've seen Fools Rush In like 30 times.
I watched it zero times.
I do enjoy Salma Hayek, so I think it was like you're in college and there's just nothing on in the afternoon. Be like, all right, I'll just sit and watch 20 minutes here and there.
Oh, Hung ran three seasons. But so you know, like if I remember Hung, there's enough people that remember Hung that are like.
I watched the pilot, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of good. There's enough people that are like, oh, that Thomas Jane. Fucking guy's got a big ass. You mean the guy with the big dick? Hey, who's the guy that played Mickey Mantle? Oh, is it that guy with the big dick? Yeah. It's this guy has achieved the rumor.
And I thought you meant the real Mick was in something with Anne Heche. I was like, what?
No, that would have been crazy.
He was putting on 18 in like 1990.
Well, he got that new, he drank through his first liver.
Yeah, and just went right back. Yeah. I saw him at Mickey Mantle's. Mickey Mantle's might actually still be there. It was like an overpriced sports bar by Central Park.
No.
And he was at his own bar drunk. Like, how on brand?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I was in like middle school.
I've been to the very subpar steakhouse in Chicago, Ditka's, many times where Mike Ditka is holding down a bar stool, getting scotches bought for him.
Is there a more overrated coach in NFL history?
No, what did he ever do?
He had that talent and like won Super Bowl.
Didn't he trade his whole draft for Ricky Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington was, I mean, they couldn't capitalize on it because they're an awful front office. But I think they had like three top end draft picks because of it. Like the number two, number four pick. Like they had like great picks 1 year because of
that. Yes. Amazing. Okay. Let's do some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Idol Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Jalen Rose says Kevin Love made the U.S. Olympic team because of tokenism, and the NBA is scared to send an all-black squad. So
they're just going to send a 99% black squad? They're not scared of that?
I get why it's just dumb to be, you know, I am curious why Kevin Love is still an Olympian. I mean, he's pretty washed.
But aren't a lot of guys like, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with him as much as like, why would you choose? There's so many guys to choose from. Kevin Love, like, I know he's been on the Olympics in the past, but it's kind of weird. I don't think he's like a top. I don't know. I wouldn't think he's in the top 40 NBA Americans.
No, definitely not. I don't. You know, this is like when they put Christian Laettner on the team.
The one thing with that, it was real dumb to put him on the team.
Yeah.
But in '92, he was just finishing up an amazing career at Duke.
That's right.
He was a real piece of shit who nobody liked.
Right. But wanted one college guy.
I hated him so much because he was fucking good at Duke. So if they were really going for the college thing, but it was dumb to put him on that team.
He made the shot. Heard of it?
But I don't know. It's weird. It's just dumb for point. 99% black team. Like why?
Yeah, I don't think it's tokenism. It's probably has something to do with Kevin Love's agent has a relationship with Jerry Colangelo, who's the head of USA basketball or whatever. And it's like, he wants to get a gold medal. And it's that kind of a deal, you know, where they're like, does it matter? Is he good enough to play on the team? Yeah. Do we need an undersized power forward that can pass, but not jump? Yeah. Like it's probably just one of those.
He's not going to cost them the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's just weird that he's on the team.
I don't think his whiteness is at issue. You know, I just don't. I think that's kind of and I love Jalen Rose. Although, what's going on with his hairline? Is he doing the glue on?
I think it's the Sharpie type stuff.
Yeah, but he's gone really low with it. Like it is, and it's too squared off.
Yeah, it's a little Battier-ish.
Yes,
the descending right. hairline.
Yes, it's like, look, fill it up. Fill up the empty spaces if you like, but make it look more natural. That's why, like the guys with the good plugs, like McConaughey and Will Arnett and whatnot, they got in with the doctor that gave them a natural. So they still have a receding hairline. So you're like, oh, that can't be plugs. even though that guy used to be bald. But
it's the same idea, not the same thing.
Yeah.
Same idea as teeth whitening, not yes. making it the color of bright white.
Don't go too white. Looks right. fake. Looks fake. Like, get the veneers, but have one be a little bit, like, crooked. Do one, like, just slightly off, like, slightly on top of the tooth next to it. So it looks real.
Let's take it to the world of soccer, sort of.
Yeah.
New Mexico murder suspect played soccer with a victim's head in the street after a decapitation.
Is this a news story, or is this like a character from Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul?
New Mexico, they seem to play by different rules.
It is. I remember one time they were doing a Cops in New Mexico, and back when Friday night you'd be watching Cops and drinking your warm-up Mickey's before you went out.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of paint huffing going on, I remember, mm-hmm. in New Mexico.
I think that's ringing a bell. Think I've seen some paint huffing there. I will say, I maybe 3 years ago went there, but we drove from Boulder down there. Yeah.
Beautiful. And looked at the stars, I bet.
Albuquerque or Santa Fe, I think, was my favorite. But both of those are like charming little towns. But outside of town, it is like a reminder of how we fucked the native community. It's real depressing.
Those are the guys huffing paint.
Yes, I was going to say. And you can practically see them huffing paint at every street corner. It's bad.
It's horrible. It's really fucked.
You know, because the best thing we have going for us when it comes to our treatment of natives is there's just not many. We just don't see.
Right.
We don't see.
On the reservations, there's a lot of places where they don't have running water, where they have to, they wait every morning for a truck to come and like fill up their cistern, and that's their water for the day. There are human beings.
Like this century.
Yes, there are human today. There are human beings in this country without access to clean water. The richest society that has ever existed doesn't guarantee all of its citizens a clean drinking water. Think about that.
Including our original citizens.
Yes, right. The OGs.
School basketball coach was fired after a racist tortilla throwing incident at a Hispanic high school.
In San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, and also I'm never trying to say what we're not supposed to say. Latinx is like this dumb thing that was made up.
Right. Right.
But what Latino. Is the right thing?
Latino. Yeah. I think Latino. It's fine.
But anyway, either way, the guy was racist, throwing tortillas in San Diego. If it happened in Minneapolis, you'd be like, well, he's probably just not around. Like,
there are
certain areas of the country where it's not going to be quite so Mexican.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yes.
It's a stone's throw from Mexico.
This is like the Red Wings. Somebody gets a hat trick and guys are throwing fucking octopuses on the ice. What, you had that in your pocket?
Yeah, right. Who's bringing fucking...
Who's bringing that? Who brings tortillas to a high school basketball game?
Awful. Back to ESPN basketball announcers, former players. Jay Williams, and by the way, he was Jason Jesus. Williams until the murder happened with the other Jason Williams.
Well, can you blame him?
Yeah,
also tough. White chocolate.
Also,
do we need three?
A real piece of shit at Duke. So
Jay
Williams tweets that the new Celtics coach, I don't have it written out. Oh, Ime Udoka is the first ever black coach for Boston, except it's the sixth black coach they've had.
Jones.
Yeah, Casey Jones was our childhood. Like he was Larry Bird's coach.
I don't follow sports at all, and I know Casey Jones.
And Doc Rivers, their last championship. Yes. Like they've had black coaches.
Oh my God.
Bill Russell was a coach, player coach for a while.
Right. That's right.
Anyway, he tweeted it, but this is the best. He went with the I was hacked claim as his defense. So somebody broke into your Twitter account, not to like do something like really scandalous to tweet about the Celtics not having a black coach before? That's the dumbest excuse of all time.
What? This is insane.
You say you're hacked when you're Anthony Weiner and you do something like that. You don't say you're hacked when you made a statement about the Celtics.
Did he? Somebody one time forwarded me some pictures of a. I don't know if I like said something on the show. I don't know how it came up because I barely knew who this person was. But somebody once forwarded me some pictures of this like Fox Sports reporter woman.
Okay. Yeah.
And she'd been hacked.
Oh.
And there were. No. There were lots of pictures of her having intercourse.
Wow.
Supposedly with Jay Williams from Duke, Jason Williams. And I will just say this. A man's got to work on the blood flow down below. No. It's kind of like a rolled up tortilla. He's plenty endowed. I'm just saying, like, you get excited. You're with a girl that looks like that. You should get excited. You should be at attention all the time. And as I recall those pictures, man, just wasn't presenting at his full potential, which is maybe that's why he forgets things sometimes.
So we've talked plenty about the Suns and Four guy.
Yeah, I love him.
So I guess one after that series, the Nuggets Suns series was over, the Suns had the Gin Blossoms perform. And so a Nuggets fan tweeted, "Leave it to the Suns to book the third shittiest band ever."
Yeah.
And then the Gin Blossoms responded, "Who did your Nuggets book for tonight? Because it's the conference finals." Yeah.
Well, they're taking a little bit out of the Smash Mouth playbook.
Right. And then they're like,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, and somebody else said, yeah, this Nugget season is about as relevant as the Gin Blossoms. And he said, to be honest, we're playing one more game of the Western Conference Finals than the Nuggets.
Yeah, that's so good.
I mean, that's so the good. Problem. Yeah, I don't like the Gin Blossoms, but sure. You do not want to get just completely clowned by them either. That's more embarrassing.
And if it were in Denver, they would have had the Samples, which is like a white guy reggae band from Denver, and or Toad the Wet Sprocket. Or no, not Toad the Big Head Todd and the Monsters, because those are the two most famous Denver acts.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Who I'm interested to know who are the two worst bands then.
Right, he didn't provide a list. I mean, Dave Matthews for sure is one.
Number one. No, number one, yeah.
I don't know.
Who would be Fish? I don't feel like Fish has enough cachet to be the number one worst band. Or number two worst band.
They would be up there for me.
Oh, sure. I don't
like it.
Sure.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But I mean, like, they're not famous enough that people are putting them on the second worst
band. And they seem nice.
They're nice. They're a niche act.
Right.
Dave Matthews is...
Yeah, it's novelty.
Wildly popular.
Oh, Coldplay?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Jason Stewart is a fan.
Wow.
So that wouldn't surprise me. Okay, let's do some not sports.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-Sports segment.
Oh. Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
I'm not going to say RIP because this guy was not a good dude. He was a weirdo. But John McAfee died, the antivirus lunatic. He apparently killed himself in a Barcelona prison. He was 75.
And he was 75?
Like, yeah. I mean, what are you doing in a prison? And apparently, like, he's posted QAnon type stuff. Like, he's a fucking weirdo.
Well,
like, at 75, can't you just be settled in at this point?
He had that toupee, and then it was like a badly dyed toupee. I assume that was a toupee. It didn't look like real hair to me. It looked like a wig.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. It doesn't look good.
Do they let you Do they let you keep your wig in the joint?
Maybe that's why he ended it.
Yeah, what happened to Phil Spector? Like, did he have to go? They don't let you.
They let him for the mugshot. They let him keep the wig, but
They would let him wear it in court.
But did he die?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, like last year or something.
No, he died in a less horrible way than the sex worker that he murdered. Played Mr. What's-His-Name's wife in the movie. We reviewed it on this show. It's one of the great movies of all time. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, right. Mr. Fargus is
what. Mr. Fargus, yeah. But there's a documentary about this McAfee dude.
Yeah, it's
pretty good. He was into, much like my buddy Paul, he was into scat play.
That's a nice segue into our next story.
And he would pay the local women in Belize to provide him with his fetish. But then his neighbor got murdered and he definitely paid somebody to do it. And so he had to hightail it out of Belize. It's a good story. RIP. The guy invented that thing that makes your Windows piece of shit computer slower than slow. Yeah.
At work, the amount of McAfee updates I would get, I really just hated his name before I knew anything about him. And it didn't solve the virus issue. There were still always problems.
Yes. Because it's open source. That's why you get an Apple computer that doesn't let people write shitty viruses for its operating system. Yes, a basic laptop is $2,500. But every time you turn it on, you don't wait 45 minutes for it to boot. It just comes on right away and it just always works. It never doesn't work. Time is money.
Man licks woman's butt in a Brooklyn beauty supply store. It was not asked for. They didn't know each other. There's just a shot of him just getting right down there into it.
Yeah, I saw that. It was kind of grainy, so I couldn't tell whether or not it was my friend Paul, but he definitely had the MO. He just
wouldn't surprise you if it was.
It wouldn't. Do you think like that's like a pickup line? Where he's like, he like went in for the lick of the crack and then he expected her to turn around and be like,
you rapscallion.
Oh, you're so cute.
You scamp. Oh my goodness. Hey, let me give you my number. We should do this more often.
Silly. Like, what are you doing tonight? Unbelievable.
Awesome. A couple, I believe this is in East Tennessee, a couple was charged after a monkey was found dead in their hot car at a Tennessee water park. Old Mr. Nibbles, they just didn't crack the window.
And, you know, in terms of primates, monkeys are pretty stupid, but in terms of animals, they're pretty smart. And,
it's true, he couldn't open the door?
I mean, well.
he was sitting there just trying to peel the doorknob.
The monkeys in Bali will steal your sunglasses and then hold them for ransom until you give it some food. And then it'll give you your fucking, or you give whoever's in charge of it some money. And then they'll give you your sunglasses back.
That's like the police in Cancun.
Treating
college kids like that.
Yes, it's the same where they get a guy to sell you some cocaine and then they know you have cocaine and then they go and arrest you for having cocaine and then they give the cocaine back.
How much will it cost us? Right. How much you got?
Right. You got to convince them that you've given them all of your money. That's why you keep your real money in your sock and you keep like $60 in your pocket. And then you go, that's all I got. I only got $60. And that usually will get you out of the ticket.
Australian cop busted for sniffing coke off of model's breasts is now doing OnlyFans porn.
I mean, he looks like...
Yeah, he looks like a...
An OnlyFans...
He looks like it's probably best to get him off the police force. He doesn't seem...
Yeah.
He looks like somebody who's doing OnlyFans porn.
He's pretty jacked. He's pretty smooth. He's got lots of horrendous tattoos.
Yeah, bad tattoo work.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Definitely like yoked.
Yes.
He looks like a porn star. A male porn star.
He's got the haircut. He's got that one haircut that like all like Metro.
Yeah.
Dudes the
bachelor
have.
Contestants. Bachelorette contestants.
Yes. Yes. Good for him. He's probably going to make, I mean, just the notoriety. He's going to be making stacks. Off this. Yeah.
Oh, Selma Hayek says her breasts have naturally gotten bigger during menopause, but they're causing her back pain.
They are
huge. But when you start talking about back pain, unfortunately.
It's a reduction. She's going to get a reduction.
Selma might reduce the Hayeks. It's a problem.
Troubling. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
That's what we do with Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Ron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits.